Proclamation number 3754 of 28th of April, 1946. Glories of God. Union on Earth. And once you have reached the final aim on Earth, that you can enter the kingdom of the beyond in union with me, that you have recognized me as the Father of eternity and strive towards me as my children full of love, that you have shaped yourselves on earth into my image, then bliss without limits awaits you. Then you will behold the glory of God and your souls will dwell in light. How little I ask of you in order to be able to give you so much. I only demand your transformation into love, because love is to fill your whole being so that you can bear me close to you, since I am love in my fundamental substance and consume everything that is not also love. However, if you knew how powerful you could already be on earth if you powerfully develop love within yourselves, you would also be able to understand the glories you will experience once you have entered the kingdom of light. Yet this realization is again only a result of eager activity of love, otherwise there would be a danger that you would strive to ascend for the sake of reward and this would impair your perfection. Nevertheless, you should believe my word which promises you undreamt of glories. And if you have strong faith, there is no longer any danger that you only practice love in order to become blessed. Instead, you love with your heart because you have recognized your Father whom your soul has to love. Seek to unite with me on earth through loving activity and you will be granted a blissful fate in the spiritual kingdom. Be helpful at all times towards your fellow human beings who are in distress of body and soul and alleviate the hardship to the best of your ability. And you will also feel the happiness of love already on earth, for giving is more blissful than taking. The giver makes himself happy, and even though he renounces earthly or spiritual goods he nevertheless does not become poor as a result. But I myself bless his actions and increase them as soon as he gives voluntarily. For I love a kind giver. If you knew the strength that lies in love, then you would also know that there would be no need for hardship on earth, for then you would all live within the divine order because love cannot violate it. But as long as humanity lacks love, earthly and spiritual adversity is inevitable, for then it is distant from me, it is without strength and therefore also without the prospect of a blissful life after death. Without love there is no beatitude, because without love no being can dwell close to me and is eternally excluded from my glories. Therefore use the time on earth and work with love. Accept my teaching, listen to my messengers who preach love to you in my name, think about their words and obey them. And you'll feel in yourselves what strength lies in love. You will approach me and strive towards me. And your end will be a blessed one. Amen.